Memories of Grandmother, 2. By Harriet Whiting Jensen, granddaughter of Mary Cox Whiting. Written in 1928. I see the picture of a tiny white-haired grandmother, sitting by the fireside, always ready with a beautiful song or story, sympathy or counsel, advice or cheer for those who came, whether old or young. She was ever a peacemaker, finding only good when others were telling the bad qualities. She was never too tired to stay up till the crowd left. Her laugh would ring out clear as a silver bell over our foolish nonsense. She always kept the young people around her. She took Clara Curtis, when she was 5 years old, to live with her. Clara was one of her daughter's youngest girls, and they were never long separated. Her home was Clara's until Clara married Joseph Burke. Then grandmother went to live with them, and spent the remainder of her life with Clara in Arizona. Before the time she went to live with Clara, her home was in Hobble Creek Canyon. In August 1901, four of her boys decided to go to Arizona. I think it was the thought of seeing again the lonely grave of her daughter May that induced her to once more make the long trip in a wagon, for there was no railroad on that long route, and the remainder of her life was spent in sunny Arizona. She was the mother of 9 children, and today there is a host of children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren to revere her memory. She began teaching school at 14 years of age, since which time she has taught 42 years. The last I remember of her teaching, her hair was snow white. She was the first school teacher in Mapleton and taught in the kitchen of her home just north of her son, Albert's place. She often used her knitting needle for a pointer. Few people were ever blessed with a more amiable disposition. Her sterling integrity and devotion to her family was commendable. She was the first secretary of the Mapleton Relief Society, and her handwriting in those record books is as clear and plain as printing. Her mind was bright up to the time of her death, which occurred July 5, 1912, at the ripe age of 85 years. Mary was a great help to her husband and the family, as she was an expert with a needle. She had had experience in tailoring and working on men's suits. Much of the sewing came to her. She could braid many different patterns with straw. She made hats for summer for the neighbors and friends as well as the family. She loved to read and she loved good literature. She had a beautiful voice and sang many songs for us. Some such as the hymns, "Come, come ye saints, we thank thee O God for a prophet, come let us anew," and popular ones like "The Last Rose of Summer," "Wilt thou remember me," "Annie Laurie," "Home sweet home." She taught school in the little frame schoolhouse that Edwin built on the northwest corner of the family lot, where the Kolob service station now stands, for 10 or 12 years. It was painted red, and was known as Whiting's Red Schoolhouse. When the family moved to Union Bench, now known as Mapleton, Edwin placed it on logs and moved it there.